This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. No pot of gold at the end of Rainbow Realty in Indianapolis. Indianapolis is a surprising city. Not having been there for some years, the first surprise to me was the modern airport built over the last decade that first left me wondering what I might have been overlooking in the heartland. The second surprise was realizing how big the city had become, now over 850,000 people by the last census estimate, putting it even larger than the usual high flyers we see and hear more about in Austin and Charlotte, for example. The third surprise was reason that over 70% of the city was white and only a bit more than 20% African American, with 9% Latino. Those figures seem so not Rust Belt to me. The final surprise was finding for all of this growth and boosterism when we hit the doors of over 50 homes in 3 days that the Indianapolis neighborhoods were desperately hurting. Indy seemed to almost be the rent-to-own capital of the United States, if anyone is keeping those statistics, but it would be no surprise to find out that no one is doing so. There wasn't a section of the city where Acorn's Home Savers campaign didn't hit the doors. There were lots of large lots, but small houses. I kept thinking of John Cougar Mellencamp's song about little pink houses. Thousands of small frame houses covered with siding marked by black plastic accordion extension tubes into the yard, and often gaps around the doors and roof edges to let in the cold. The level of abandonment wasn't Detroit scale, but every neighborhood was pocked with deserted properties, sometimes boarded up, but often vacant with the markings of the rent-to-own industry in the city. Rainbow Realty is without much doubt the largest. Their signs, in a garish red and yellow with their rainbow trademark, were easy to spot as we walked or drove by. Often when visiting a family in one of the homes, we could tell where we were by the fake security sign in the window with a picture of a police car and the false claim that there was 24-hour protection. The huge eye bolts where a padlock had been affixed outside the door were always present as well. They weren't alone. A sign saying Casa Barato, complete with pictures of sombreros and the colors of the Mexican flag, meaning cheap house, proclaiming rent to buy with a phone number, were sure signs that someone thought there were Latinos moving into the area. Others were less florid, but still ubiquitous. We'd been curious about Rainbow from stories in the Indianapolis Star about a fair housing suit filed against the company in June claiming discrimination and targeting African Americans. The owner claimed innocence, of course. He claimed he only asked for a couple hundred down and allowed people to rent to own the houses for only 2 years, then it was theirs. On the doors, talking to recent occupants, we found more white families than blacks in the homes. We also found that most of the properties were contract for deed agreements with Rainbow for 30 years with interest near 11%. One contract for a $72,000 home had a minimal $700 down payment, but a clear statement on the $163,000 in interest that the occupant would pay if they completed the agreement. Big if, of course, because missing payments means evictions and losing everything. Two other occupants, one white woman and one African-American woman, told us how the company had changed terms in the first month in one case and allowed the wiring to be ripped off after she signed, but before she moved in the other. It was unclear if Rainbow realized that with contract for deed agreements, they are now under the jurisdiction of Dodd-Frank and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. But Acorn's Home Savers campaign will have to make sure they get that news on the ASAP. Indianapolis may be growing into a modern city, but there's a dark, unregulated horror happening in the low and moderate income neighborhoods. There's no pot of gold at the end of these rainbows. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.